This is the Indian NewsLink podcast series, The Wellbeing Revolution, by Anushka Bajaj.
Hi Anushka, welcome back to the Indian NewsLink office.
Hi Daryl, thank you for having me back again.
Yeah.
Hi to everyone.
So what are we talking about today?
Today we have a really, really interesting topic, which is exercise and movement today. And you know, we're so stagnant these days. We're either sitting at our desks for 8 hours and just not moving enough. So I thought a really good topic would be to talk about the benefits of exercise and movement today.
All right.
And, you know, as you know, we're so short of time these days and, you know, prioritizing movement can be quite tricky, you know, with everything that's going on. And
exactly.
And I thought I'd start off by, you know, just talking a little bit about the importance of exercise and movement and the relationship it has with, you know, our mental state as well. So as well as physical, mental state as well. And, you know, through these years, you know, we've just come to learn that exercise, you know, has an important role to play with our mood, you know, how we feel, our energy levels, and you know, even helps with conditions like depression and anxiety as well. So there's a lot of benefits from exercise and movement, and you know, just adding these on in small doses every day, you know, can help with a lot of conditions.
So maybe something, can you tell the listeners how, you know, how they can start? Like, is there a small steps they can introduce into their lives to start?
Yeah, sure. Now, with any exercise program or, you know, starting point, you know, firstly, make sure that you've cleared it with your medical practitioner.
Yes.
It's always good. I mean, especially if you've got underlying conditions. So if you're diabetic or if you've got heart conditions, you know, always check with your doctor, just check with your healthcare provider if it's safe to start. And and then, you know, we always say start small, and start small can mean, you know, a 30-minute walk 3 times a week. So you don't have to go, you know, high intensity straight away. So we're just saying like a 30-minute walk 3 times a week, just at a pace that you can manage, and you know, see how you feel after that, and over time you can add to that. So this is for someone who's never exercised before.
Not even a little bit.
Or
a sedentary lifestyle.
Yep. And I think it's really important that we take that time out. You know, a 30-minute walk, you know, in a day is not much at all. You know, we spend that much time, you know, on social media or...
Or in traffic,
you know. So 30 minutes, 3 times a week is a great place to start. And then, you know, we've got the additional places that you can go and exercise, like, you know, the gyms and community centers. And, you know, there's a lot of... now new sort of HIIT studios that are coming up, but you don't have to spend all of that money. You don't have to commit yourself to a gym. You know, just something small, you know, at home. There's lots of things on YouTube that you can add to your daily routine, like a 10-minute yoga practice with some simple movements, and also, you know, online classes like we did during COVID. So a lot of people sort of had the time to exercise, but if we can continue that, that's going to really help with you know, preventing ill health.
Okay.
So we want to see a reduction in diabetes. We want to see, you know, people not having heart conditions, and a lot of these conditions are because we are sedentary, and exercise and movement is not only, you know, important for eliminating diseases, but also for our mind in terms of helping with depression, anxiety, low self-esteem. It also helps with sleep, and it also helps, you know, with that social element where you're out, you're meeting people if you're part of a, you know, a gym or a community, and that adds to, you know, our self-esteem. It helps with weight reduction as well. Yes. And we know that the heavier we get, the more likely we are to struggle with lots of different conditions. Like I always say, start small, slowly, and then you can increase. And find what you love. If it's swimming, you know, go for a swim twice a week.
Yeah.
You know, just aqua jogging. If it's Pilates that you enjoy, you know, take up a Pilates class or look for some classes online. And I think for a lot of our women who are slightly self-conscious to go out and exercise with other people, we're looking to do some classes, you know, just focusing on just women coming together, you know, as a community. And so we'll be showing more of those in the upcoming weeks.
All right, wow, that's amazing. And you talked about starting small.
Yeah.
And, you know, just taking it easy. But then there should be a progression, right, where you want to incorporate this into your daily life. And how do you build that? Like, how do you build more, like, you know, make the exercise duration longer? Or you...
Sure.
Like, how does that work, the entire cycle of, like, getting there, like, you know?
Yeah, sure. I mean, firstly, you know, have no expectations.
Yes.
And... because if we have expectations, then, you know, if we don't reach them, then we sort of feel really disappointed and we just give up on you know, what we're doing. You know, start off with, you know, a 30-minute walk 3 times a week.
Yeah.
And then, you know, see how your body feels, how, you know, you react to that, you know, the fact that you've just started something new. And then... you know, just add extra time, say after 2 weeks, instead of 30 minutes, you can add to 40 minutes. And then, you know, probably by the end of the month, you're actually walking every day for 30 minutes. And even that amount of exercise will make a huge difference. So you don't have to run marathons. You don't have to, you know, do CrossFit, and you don't have to do high intensity all the time. Just a 30-minute walk 3 times a week to start off with, and then make that into a daily habit, and just doing that is enough, you know.
So basically just get moving and just do something.
Totally. Just, absolutely, that's exactly what it is. It's just get moving, you know, avoid that sedentary comfort zone of you know, not scheduling time just to get out and exercise. And
and it doesn't have to be the same time every day. Just whenever you get some time, just go off for a walk.
Oh, absolutely. It doesn't have to be the same time every day. You could just schedule it in, you know, instead of, you know, park further away from, say, you know, if you're going to the supermarket or if you're going out, just park further away.
Find the aisle that's furthest away. Park there and walk to it.
Yeah, because, you know, it's funny, don't we want to look for the park that's nearest to where we want to be?
Yeah.
But maybe changing that mindset and thinking, oh, actually, if I park further away, that's actually going to help me better than if I park closer.
That's true.
So it's just changing your mindset, you know, just scheduling the time in, changing the mindset, and also enjoying it, you know. Take some music with you whilst you walk. If you like listening to music or podcasts.
Listen to this podcast.
Yeah, listen to this podcast.
While you're walking.
Absolutely. You know, just small steps. Avoid sedentary lifestyle, because that's what's really, really causing a lot of health issues these days.
Yes, and also maybe like pick up different activities. Do you think that'll help? Like maybe I get bored walking, so I don't really want to walk.
Yeah.
So maybe like I can pick up like something else, like a sport or like
Sure. Do you know dancing is amazing, you know, Bollywood dancing, hip-hop dancing, Zumba, there's so many fun things. I mean, you don't have to just walk.
Exactly.
You know, there's so many different ways of movement. Dance is beautiful, you know, in a lot of young teenagers want to get into hip hop or Bollywood dancing, and you know, even doing something like that is movement, you know. So yeah, you're right. It can be any sort of movement. It doesn't have to be walking. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Well. Yeah. So I hope that sort of, you know, will spark an interest in just sort of shifting away from a sedentary life.
And I think
life.
You also, like, one important thing that people need to know, it's not too late. Just start walking, right?
Oh, exactly. That is like, so important. Yeah. It's never too late. Just, you know, do it, you know, pop your shoes on and do some sort of movement. And you don't even have to leave the house. You know, you can just put on some music and dance at home. There's a lot of YouTube videos that you can follow along.
Yeah.
So, you know, they can teach you dance movements and you can follow along. So, you know, there is the time. You don't have to leave home. You can do it, you know, at your desk, as they say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, thank you for that, Anushka.
Yeah, you're most welcome. And yeah, we'll be showing some more videos on some simple exercise movements and some community classes as well.
All right,
okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Daryl. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Indian NewsLink podcast series, The Wellbeing Revolution by Anushka Bajaj.